Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Pastor, are you going to open up in prayer today since Wakefield's not here?
All right. Father, we come to you in the precious and the adorable name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that as we come before you to learn and to hear your word, that your word might take root in our spirit, that we might be able to do the things that will bring glory to you.
Hallelujah.
Father, we have no other agenda. Our own only agenda is to make your word and your kingdom glorified in the earth. We ask you that this and everything in Jesus' precious and adorable name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see.
Thank you.
We worship you. We adore you. We praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Monet. Would you please read our bulletin? Oops.
Put it up in a second.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Our food for thought for today says, integrity means never having to look over your shoulder. There are no degrees of honesty.
The amen.
The scripture is Proverbs 11, verse 3. It says, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their duplicity. Our back page for today says, complete honesty. Lord, by your spirit, grant that we may live with such integrity that when we simply give our word, no one will doubt what has been heard. And that was said by Dee Dee Han.
Amen, amen, amen.
Our church birthdays for the month, Brother Philip has... our church birthdays for the month, Brother Philip is the first, and Mia's birthday... Sorry, guys. And Mia's birthday was on the 8th, so happy birthday. And our prayer request, Angelique Gavin has been added to the prayer request list. I believe she was on it before, so let's keep her and each of these names and families in our prayers throughout the week.
Amen. 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 Happy birthday to Philip and Mia. Mia was with this Monday, and Philip was last. Well, no, but I shouldn't say this Monday because Sunday is the first day of the week. So Philip was last Monday and Mia was the Monday before last. How's that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that better? Amen. 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 Let's go to the throne, Sister Phyllis. We need that prayer today.
Let us pray together. Most Holy God, we thank you for just being God. We thank you that you are a loving and a kind God and a just God. We thank you for our church family, and we thank you for all that you've done in this event. We thank you for being a constant presence in our times of joy, our times of sadness, times of plentiful, or times of lack.
Yes.
Father, we realize that we are not our situation, and we realize that you, Most Holy God, are in control of all things, and we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray, God, that every experience will strengthen our faith and our belief and our trust in you, because you are a trustworthy God.
Yes.
We know, Father, that you have a plan for our lives. And Father, we just want to walk in that plan. We know that in you we have the victory. The battle has already been won.
Yes.
Father, may we realize that our weapon is our prayer and knowing your word. Father, we want to run the race with perseverance, and we want to just continue on. We need your wisdom to guide us and your spirit to lead us. And we pray, Father, that our actions and deeds will reflect Jesus, that we will recognize our main reason, purpose, is to witness and to have others to be able to see you through us. We pray, Father, that we recognize the things that move us away from you and weaken our relationships, and that we can destroy those things by your word.
Yes.
Father, we just love you today, and we just thank you for who you are.
Yes.
We just thank you that we can trust in you. And we thank you, Father, that you see us for who we are, but you love us still. You love us so.
Yes, you do.
You are a great God. Now, Father, we just pray for those in our prayer list, that every need be met, and your grace and mercy will abound. Father, we pray for the continuance of our church service today, that it will be pleasant in your eyes, Lord God.
Yes.
We pray for the speaker of the hour, Father God, that he come forth with boldness.
Yes.
We love you and we thank you. We thank you for loving us, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Bill. Thank you. Remember one thing she mentioned that in the prayer about victory. We are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from victory. So therefore, we can be in the spiritual warfare that we're in. Then we already know that the battle has been won by Jesus. And that's why it's so important that we stay in the word, because Satan can only influence you. He can't make you do anything. And we as believers, we have to know who we are and whose we are in Christ Jesus. We are fighting for victory, not for victory. The victory has already been won. So walk in the victory. And you walk in the victory by learning how to speak God's word to your situation. Sister Phyllis mentioned that we are not controlled by our circumstances. We are controlled by the word of God. That's our power on earth, to preach the word of God, to pray the word of God. We are a victorious people. We ought to be, that's why Paul could say, rejoice always. Because how can you not rejoice when you are the victor? We are the victim. After the next election, you'll hear the voice of my son, Philip Terrell.
Thank you. Father.